On the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
23 minutes after 8 on Cape Talk, I'm Bonnie Mbuli, standing in for Africa Malani on your Sunday breakfast this morning. Now, have you suffered from parking lot rage because someone in your block of flats just refuses to respect your parking area? Parking spaces and the headaches that they can lead to is what our next guest will be focusing on. Zelinda van der Merwe of Paddocks will be answering any pesky questions you might have when it comes to parking contraventions like parking in visitors' parking instead of resident allocated parking, parking in such a manner to prevent others from accessing their bays. And she'll tell us what trustees can do in terms of the prescribed rules and proposed rules dealing with towing, clamping, and issuing fines. Or perhaps you want to get some advice on how to go about securing additional parking, or maybe you need advice on how to come to a reasonable solution to your parking woes. Good morning, Zelinda van der Merwe. How are you?
Good morning, Bonnie, and the Cape Talk listeners. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you again for the opportunity to chat to you about living in sectional title schemes.
Absolutely. This is such an important conversation, and I can't believe that we haven't been having it. It's a thing. Parking drama is a thing.
Yeah, definitely. So we often categorize these types of issues that we experience in sectional title schemes as the three P's of sectional title living, which is normally pets, parking, and people, which are most often and not the cause of most of the problems that we deal with. Although this list isn't conclusive, we've heard a couple of interesting additions to the three P's lately, but we'll restrict it to parking today. So perhaps I can get going on the on what the prescribed conduct rules of the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act actually says.
Yes, go for it.
Parking. Sure. So the conduct rules provide that an owner or an occupier, in other words, a tenant or a family member that lives in a scheme, can't park or allow their motor vehicles to stand on any particular part of the common property within the development that is not a parking bay specifically allocated to their units. And of course, in the case of visitors, it has to, the car has to be parked in a parking bay allocated for visitors' parking. However, the trustees can allow the use of this parking bays, but only for a limited duration and only in the case of an emergency. Now, it's important that emergency is not parking the visitors' parking because it's closer to your flat or because you've got a lot of groceries to carry up to your flat. Mm-hmm. Visitors' parking has to be allocated for visitors. And many schemes specifically regulate the use of their visitors' parking bays in their own registered or the CSOS approved conduct rules. And these rules include towing away of vehicles, wheel clamping, access control procedures, the use of garages to ensure that it's not used for storage, it's actually parking of vehicles, and the duration of visitors' parking, in other words, to prevent perhaps guests from overnight stay. So it's interesting to note that in terms of the new rules, trustees no longer have the power to remove or tow away vehicles, which basically means that if their rules are those that are prescribed under the Act, they don't have much recourse when it comes to people illegally parking in other people's parking or visitors' parking or common property. So it's good for body corporates to have a look at amending their rules to ensure that the trustees have some type of power to ensure compliance with the rules. And some of these things we can have a look at is towing or removing away of vehicles. Of course, it's better if a specialized contractor come out to do this to ensure that there's less risk of possible damage to the vehicle and liability. You can also have a look at clamping a motor vehicle, provided, of course, that in a scheme where you don't have 24-hour security guards or a complex manager or someone that can remove it, that you place a notice on the car providing all of those contact details. And, of course, with parking contraventions come fining and penalty provisions, and as long as this is contained in the scheme's registered or approved rules, and the amount of the fine or penalty is reasonable, it can be enforced through proper procedure by the trustees. We've also prepared to chat to you about some of the ways that additional parking can be created in a sectional title scheme, and this is something that is a very hot topic in our consulting department, and I look forward to receiving the questions from your listeners. But there's various different methods that's available to the trustees to create additional parking in a sectional title scheme. Most of the procedures are quite boring, and I'm not going to get too much into it this morning, but most of these methods require member participation and resolution. So it is quite complicated. I'm happy to chat about it if any question arises. Otherwise, your listeners are more than welcome to contact us for these different methods that are available. But perhaps now over to them.
Yeah. And are there regulations around parking sizes, right? Because I find there's some underground parking spots, even in my building. I won't name and shame my building. But where our parking bays are so narrow, even if you can make it in between the white lines, you can't even open the door. You have to be a piece of paper to actually be able to slide out of your door, or you can't open the door without nicking the next person's paint on their car.
Yes, yeah. So there are definitely requirements as to the size of parking bays, size of garages, all of that type of thing. Unfortunately, in a lot of body corporates, parking bays have been converted into something that it was never intended to. Mm-hmm. So it's been enclosed to form a garage, or a wall has been put up between units, or cars have also gotten a lot bigger. I remember dealing with many issues where a parking bay might have been suited to a smart car, but not suited to the Land Rover or something along those lines. So when using your parking bay, especially in a situation where there isn't additional parking in the scheme and the parking bays are perhaps a little bit smaller, or at least it feels a little bit smaller than what it should be, one has to be very cautious as to how to use it. There's also multiple regulations as to the number of parking bays that must be available in schemes as well. So it's definitely regulated. Unfortunately, practice, it's a whole other ballgame.
Wow. And also, I mean, I find that the pillars in some underground parkings just take up half the parking already.
Exactly. The structures.
I've got so many parking issues that, oh, you're triggering all my parking.
That was the whole game today, to talk about something that people really are affected with on a day-to-day basis, especially if you can't park like me, unfortunately.
Yeah. And just any advice that you have for people who want to address parking issues? I mean, it's very obvious how not to address a parking issue. Don't get aggressive. Don't hurt people and try to keep the peace. But any just constructive advice on how to handle parking drama?
Sure. So in a sectional title scheme, in handling these types of issues, it's obviously going to be a lot easier if the body corporate has its own set of rules that set out the use of parking, where you may park, where you may not park, how long you may park there, who you need to go and talk to for permission. It's always better to get permission before than apologize and pay the fines afterwards. So first and foremost, when you buy into a sectional title scheme, know exactly what you're buying. Know that you've got two parking bays or one parking bay or one garage or whatever it might be. And I think the problem really originates when you purchase into a sectional title scheme and you've been sold two parking bays for your two motor vehicles, but then it turns out you actually only have one parking bay allocated to you, which means you're going to be making use of visitors' parking. So have a look at the rules, have a look at the sectional plans, and as trustees, make sure that if you've got rules that allow for towing and clamping and raising fines, enforce it. It's no use having a rule in place if you're not going to enforce it, because you're going to allow people to misuse the parking, and as soon as you start raising the fines, they're going to turn around and say, well, when so-and-so did it, you didn't do anything to me. So enforce those rules. You have them for a reason. But have a look at your rules. If you don't have those provisions in place, put them in place. And of course, if you've got the 24-hour security guards or the complex manager, somebody on site to enforce it, all the better. If not, you have to be a little bit creative as to how to enforce these rules.
Yeah. And are parking rental prices regulated? I mean, can anyone charge however much they want for parking in the city? Because sometimes you can't actually park in your building and you have to find other sources of parking.
Yeah. I remember when I worked in town, parking can be quite expensive. So in a sectional title scheme, again, rentals is not regulated. We always say that the rental amount should be reasonable. You have a look at what common property land like that in the area is going for. Parking is really at a premium. Recently, I think it was a parking bay in Camps Bay, somewhere around there, that sold for over 1.6 million rand. So something like that is quite a prize. Now, when it comes to levies and contributions on parking bays, those are regulated, but rentals, unfortunately, not. And very often, you could pay more rent on a parking bay than you would if you were paying a levy or an exclusive use area contribution.
Okay. Thank you so much for your insight this morning. This parking conversation is actually quite a broad one. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. We can take hours. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your day, Zalinda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.